Rangel and Petersburg formed the authority in 1974 to pursue construction of a hydro project that could serve the two communities. That resulted in the Tyee Lake Hydro Plant. Originally a state-owned project, it's now owned by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency based in Ketchikan. Control of the day-to-day operations at Tyee Lake could be transferred to SEPA this year. If that happens, the Thomas Bay Authority would become inactive. That controversial transfer has left the organization in a little disarray. Following the resignation of two Rangel commissioners in June, the remaining members voted to direct their absent general manager to prepare a budget and present it to them at another meeting June 27th. Vice President Robert Larson of Petersburg said he passed that request on to GM Michael Nichols.
Not only was he asked to provide for the financial statements, which my understanding was that they are prepared and up to date. So the work has been done. It just hasn't been transmitted to the commission.
Larson said he also asked Nichols to attend the June 27th meeting.
Although it's a teleconference meeting, he is, to the best of my knowledge, in the office, but not on the phone.
Neither Nichols nor office manager Rhonda Dawson Christian, secretary to the commission, attended commission meetings in June. Other commission members thought both were still collecting a paycheck from Thomas Bay. Commissioners also heard that staff was not cooperating with the transfer of operations at Tyee. The CEO of SEPA, Trey Acteson, said he tried to get some documents from the TBPA office needed for SEPA to consider the transfer.
I stopped by the office personally earlier this week and was told by the manager that I'd have to have a court order to get those documents.
Jeez.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Thank you, Trey. That's not going to be an issue, and whatever information you need, we're going to get for you just almost instantly. So,
the commission's had a few rocky recent years. Commissioners have disagreed on hiring managers and other issues. Representatives from the two communities have also gone in different directions on a variety of issues, from the development of a new hydro source in Thomas Bay to the construction of a power line connecting to the Canadian grid. Just over a year ago, Petersburg's assembly voted not to fund a portion of the Thomas Bay budget that has been split by the two communities. That money pays for office staff and administration costs. The failure to perform the latest job requested by the commission and lack of participation had commissioners talking about ending employment, at least in Nichols' case. However, they agreed to wait on that decision until a meeting July 9th. Larson summed up some advice from clerks from both boroughs.
If the motion that the commission is going to entertain involves termination, then it's probably not appropriate to take it up in open session right now without notice and without providing Mr. Nichols a opportunity to participate in open session or executive session. So,
and Rangel Commissioner Clay Hammer suggested a different tack.
I would like to make a motion at this time, then, Mrs. Clay, that we put the Thomas Bay General Manager on administrative leave effective immediately.
Second.
And I would like to also include the Secretary in that as well, with the provision with the Secretary that, basically until, we get the General Manager situation resolved, I think it would be appropriate to have both positions put on administrative leave.
I'll second that.
That motion passed unanimously. Commission members also wanted Hammer to go to the Rangel office, get the keys and the credit cards, and lock it up after Nichols and Dawson Christian were allowed to pack up their belongings. Rangel Borough Assembly Member Julie Decker was frustrated with the situation.
When I got on the assembly, I took a lot of time sitting down with Thomas Bay Power Authority staff, as well as many other people, to try to take care of their concerns and make them conditional in the transfer of the operations to SEPA. And it seems like all the way along this process, we've been over backwards to take care of their concerns. And now they're, this is absolutely horrible treatment.
Decker applauded the staff of SEPA for their handling of the situation. And despite the business office being locked up, it sounds like the residents of Petersburg and Wrangell don't have to worry about the power being turned off. TAI foreman Steve Beers said the plant will continue to operate.
Just for FYI for you guys, everything will hold together no matter what you do.
We're counting on you, Steve.
Yeah. So Steve, that was my concern, is that, you know, you are fully aware that you're going to be responsible for the operations there at TAI, and that
I have members sometimes. So
yeah.
Okay.
Union employees at the TAI plant will eventually work for SEPA once that transfer happens. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.